One of the toughest youth curfews in the country takes effect in Baltimore tonight after violent summers last year and this, including the drive-by shooting death of a 3-year-old girl last Friday afternoon. Starting tonight, unsupervised children under 14 must be off the streets by 9 p.m. year-round. Children 14 to 16 will only be able to stay out until 10 on school nights and 11 on weekends. Violators and their parents or guardians could be required to attend counseling sessions or face a fine of up to $500. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake joins us now. Welcome, Mayor.
It's good to be here.
Well, this has been somewhat controversial. First of all, describe it more. What else do we need to know about this curfew?
You should know that we've had a curfew in Baltimore for more than 20 years. We've enforced it with a curfew center since 2008. I'm a little perplexed sometimes with the amount of controversy since it's been something that's been in place and we really took away the penalty of jail. The previous curfew violators, the parents had were at risk of jail. It was a penalty of jail. We took that out and in its place put the fine, and the city council put in place a measure that the fine could be waived if the parents participated in resource training or parenting classes. So we reduced the penalty. We changed the curfew time so that a 6-year-old and a 16-year-old wouldn't have the same curfew. And that it seemed to be pretty common sense, not controversial.
Well, but the old curfew was, I believe, 11 o'clock on weeknights for kids under 17. Some people might say children under 14, 9 o'clock on a summer night, that seems early-ish, you know, if they're playing basketball in the playground or something. Make your case for why
they can be out there all night long as they have an adult that's supervising them. The issue isn't whether they can be out. It's whether they can be out alone, unsupervised. And I hear what you're saying. That's not how people were raised around here in Baltimore. And the streetlights, the way we were raised and the way my parents were raised and the generations before that, streetlight came on, you were in the house or someone knew where you were. So the notion that kids are supposed to be out all times of the night unsupervised without a responsible adult is foreign in Baltimore.
Well, apparently not, because you saw the need to have this. I want to hear more about the exceptions because you mentioned an important one. Kids can be out if they're with a parent, if there's a medical emergency. There are a lot of exceptions.
Oh, of course. If they are at a sanctioned event, so we have late night basketball. If the kids are there, you know, they get something that they can present to the officers, whether it's a wristband or something like that, that shows that they were participating in a rec and parks activity. And we anticipate kids going home from an event. If they're coming home from work, as long as they go straight from work to home, that is not an issue either. And, you know, say if we have a lot of row homes in Baltimore, if you're out in front of your house or at the house in front of your neighbor's home, as long as your neighbor's fine with it, it's not an issue. And the reason why we have the curfew isn't because it's people don't have that sensibility. The vast majority of people, when we go out to the meetings, are very supportive. People understand that we need to keep an eye on our kids and we have to watch out for them. And we want to know if there are kids that are out there unsupervised, don't know where their parents are, don't have anyone that's responsible. We want to know and we want to connect them with a responsible adult so they can be protected.
Well, and they will be connected to a connection center if they're found before, you know, you can connect them with a parent. Tell us about how this will be enacted. In other words, is a child out under 14, doesn't have any indication that they've been at some sort of town event, no wristband, as you said, no job they're coming from. What happens then?
We have had a curfew center since 2008 that's been in use during the summer. The connection center is the same thing, but it will be year-round. And what happens at the connection center is we get their either parent or guardian's number, and we reach out to them, and they have a safe place under the supervision of caring adults. We have entertainment, snacks. They are there until they get picked up.
Well, is it the police that would bring them there? Who would bring them there?
Yes, the police are the ones that are out on the street at, you know, 10, 11, 12, 1 o'clock.
They would bring them there. A couple of questions. First, you described this Youth Connection Center. I can see kids saying, I want to be there. But in other words, a kid should not hang out at night in the hopes of being brought there, because repeat offenders, I mean, as you said, there might be a penalty and there might be a penalty for the parents.
what we've seen every year is the number of repeat offenders continues to go down. In most cases, once a parent has to come in to get their child from a connection center, that's the last time we see that child. The parents know that they have to step it up, make sure that if they're not available, that someone is available to watch their child, and that their child understands that, you know, after a certain time, they need to either be with a responsible adult or be inside. So we have seen positive progress, and we want that to continue. We cannot afford to lose one child. And the last thing I need is for someone to say, if a child were to be harmed, you know, out 1 o'clock, out 2 o'clock in the morning, the question will be, where were the adults? Where are the parents? Where are the neighbors? And we don't need to ask those questions after the fact. I want to make sure that we're protecting our kids proactively.
Are you worried about some of the criticism? You've got a police chief that fully supports this, but the Fraternal Order of Police initially didn't. There was concern that this could go from picking up kids to turning into a de facto stop and frisk policy, as they had in New York City. Others, the ACLU, were concerned that this, it not only kind of demonizes kids, but it turns into kind of a show me your papers law, which is kind of repugnant.
I think it's unfortunate that they've characterized it as such. These are the same people that are asking me to provide services for young people during the daytime, but when I see a vulnerable child at night, I'm supposed to turn a blind eye. It's silly. And their concerns are unfounded. You know, we've had the curfew center since 2008, and none of those things, you know, that you said it would be a de facto stop and frisk, that's not happened. I understand their concerns, and we will continue to monitor it, but they're unfounded.
Yeah. Curfews in Wisconsin and California were found unconstitutional. Do you think this will be challenged?
We've had a curfew for over 20 years. We've had a curfew center since 2008. And if the ACLU was concerned, it would have been, I think, appropriate for them to come to the hearings and participate. They don't even have data to support it. You know, I really don't have time for fear mongering. I'm focused on protecting kids. We have kids that come into the curfew center that don't know where their parents are. We have kids that come into the curfew center that are hungry. Kids that we have found out on the street 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning in the winter without coats. When you have a child that's out there unsupervised late at night, there's a problem, and I want to get to the bottom of it and fix it so these kids are able to reach their fullest potential, and we can have healthy families in Baltimore. I am fully committed to making sure that this is not a program that turns into a de facto stop and frisk, and I'm curious how it could be seen as demonizing children when the whole focus is on protecting our young people and making sure that they have an opportunity to grow. The data shows that this works. There's nothing to support any of the red flags that have been thrown up.
That's Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, mayor of the city of Baltimore. Their new curfew for kids starts tonight. Mayor Rawlings-Blake, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It is my pleasure. Take care.
So we've discovered the first youth curfew was in Omaha, Nebraska in 1880. By 1990, 150 American cities with populations over 100,000 had one. Does yours? Do you think it works? Click on the comment section with this story and tell us about it.